Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us tonight. We've got All That Remains singer Phil Abonte with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for being on the show. Here to talk about the latest record from All That Remains. It's out there. It's called Madness. And usually a band writes music first, then figures out how to fit the lyrics and melodies. Well, this new album was the other way around for you guys. What did that allow you, the vocalist, to do different than before?
Well, this time it focused on the vocals. It allowed us to make the vocals the primary focus, I guess. I mean, we've always been a guitar band, you know. I play guitar, Mike and Ollie, our guitar players, are also, you know, primary writers. So we'd always come up with riffs first. And I don't know how other bands do it, but we'd always really just thought of songs as a collection of riffs first. So it really let us look at songs as, you know, the vocals first and kind of focus on either the story or focus on the melody or making sure that the idea got across without, you know, I don't want to say cluttered because that sounds like it's minimizing guitar and stuff like that. And again, I'm a guitar player, so I mean, the last thing I want to do is minimize the guitars in All That Remains. But it does allow us to not have parts that aren't necessary and riffs that, you know, kind of just don't go anywhere or whatever. It really lets us let us focus on stuff.
Phil Abonte from All That Remains with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the latest All That Remains album, which is called Madness. Here's a tune from it, Safe House. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Abonte from All That Remains is with us on the show tonight. The new album, Madness, showcases the band trying different songwriting techniques, trying programming and electronic ideas, covering Garth Brooks. How does trying something different invigorate you creatively?
Well, I mean, it makes it more interesting. I mean, we've been a band, you know, now for almost 20 years now, honestly. It's been, you know, our first demo, 3-song demo CD we did, and that we had that done in 1998, and I was handing that out at the, you know, the Milwaukee Metal Fest, and so it allows us to keep growing and change and keep it interesting to us, because I think that if writing music isn't interesting to you, then I think that it shows in the music and shows in the songs. If you're just kind of trying to go through a formula that you've used time and time again, you know, it kind of shows, and that's something that I don't want to happen with All That Remains. I don't want to be a formula band. I don't want people to think that they know what the next All That Remains record's going to sound like.
Full Metal Jackie, we've got Phil Abonte with us on the show. Coming up this hour, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got new music from Byzantine coming up. More with our guest, Phil Abonte, after this. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Abonte from All That Remains is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Madness, and the Madness video depicts PTSD. Why is calling attention to that so important to you, and what stayed with you from your own military experience years ago?
Well, I mean, most people know that, you know, I was in the military, and most of my friends that I spend time with at home that are, you know, when I'm not out on the road or not touring or not kind of in the music business side of my life, most of my friends are either former military or you know, in law enforcement or in that world. So that it's really, you know, to me, it's really important. And post-traumatic stress is something that I think, you know, it always needs to be reminded. You know, people always need to be reminded. I think it's something that shouldn't be like a, hey, remember this happened, and then it kind of goes away. I think it should be an ongoing conversation, because we're still at war. There's still Americans that are deployed into war zones in you know, across the world, you know, across the Middle East and stuff. And so it's a real thing. It's a present thing. And depending on what, you know, it doesn't seem to matter which political team is in charge. there's always Americans that are out there fighting. So as long as that's going on, and I don't see any change anytime soon, as long as that is going on, this has to be an ongoing conversation. And it's because it's something that's real and present in people's lives.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also coming up, we'll have Phil Labonte, our guest on the show tonight, be picking a tune. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Labonte from All That Remains is with us tonight. And the new All That Remains creative process starts with you and Ollie. How has that creative relationship evolved over 8 albums?
Usually it's me, Ollie, and Mike. But Ollie comes in with a lot of material. Ollie is like, I've described him like a firecracker before. If you give him a direction or give him just a small little bit of an idea, he can kind of explode with options and ideas and different directions that you can go based on, you know, just a real simple, small thing. So usually Ollie will come in with a bunch of ideas, and then me and Mike and Ollie will sit down and we'll just kind of take them apart and put them back together and kind of get a vibe for what we feel would be the best things to use for a song and what fits with what we're feeling at the time, because I think people that are familiar with All That Remains know that it's not really something that is typical All That Remains. I mean, there's some stuff that people be like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that that's All That Remains, but really the thing that we've always gone by is, do we like it? Does it speak to us? And if we do, then we'll use it. So I think that the working with Ollie, just the fact that he's got the ability to come up with so many ideas and so many options, it's a really, really, really enjoyable.
Full Metal Jackie, All That Remains singer Phil Labonte with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll be checking out new music from Prong next. More with Phil. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, All That Remains singer Phil Labonte is our guest tonight. We're talking about the latest album, which is out. It's called Madness. And next year is going to be about 20 years since you started All That Remains, correct?
Yeah, since we put our first demo out, yeah.
What's different about you now musically and personally?
Oh, God, 20 years, everything. I mean, you know, I like to think that I've learned a lot about music and the music industry, which I think that kind of goes without saying, to be honest with you. I think that if you spend 20 years in an industry, especially an industry like the music industry that's changed so much in the past 20 years. I mean, 20 years ago, you know, people bought records and you know, the way that people got music was so different. It wasn't stuff like Spotify like it is today or like Pandora, where the vast majority of people get their music. They don't actually have their music on, you know, in any physical kind of way. They just have a subscription to a service that provides them anything they want at any time, and you know, and they just streams out of the cloud, and that seems to be the way that, you know, music's going. So I mean, whether it be the streaming services or the touring situation nowadays, I mean, there used to be the big, you know, the Ozfest and the Mayhems and your Warped Tour. The only one that's left is Warped Tour. So the music industry has changed incredibly, and I think that you have to kind of learn. You have to learn to adapt and change and be able to roll with the punches and assimilate to whatever is the model at that time. And it changes fast. And as time goes on, the changes come faster and faster. So it's really, really, it's difficult, but it's also, I mean, when you get on stage and perform, it's that's always been the same, you know, for us. So there are things that are similar. There are things that are different, and I'm just happy that, you know, we've been able to continue to make relevant music for, God, 20 years. I can't even believe it. But yeah, we can make relevant music for 20 years. You know, so hopefully we can do it for another 20.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Dead Cross and more with Phil Labonte of All That Remains. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Labonte with us. Pick up the new album. It's called Madness. And tell us your plans for, this summer and beyond.
This summer we're doing a lot of festivals on the weekends, which I think it's really cool. Because you get the benefits of being on tour, but not being on tour all the time. You know, when you go out for 5-6 weeks straight, it can be taxing. You're away from home, you're away from things that you're comfortable with and stuff. So it can be rough doing weekends like this, where we'll go out and play 2 or 3 shows in a weekend, come home, so you're really gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or whatever, and then you're back. That's really kind of awesome. And then this fall we've got a couple of things that are in the works that I can't announce yet, but they're going to be really cool, and I can't wait till I can announce them. There's talk of Europe and Australia this fall as well, so we're hoping that we can make that happen. It's been 2 years since All the Remains has been to Europe, and probably 5 since we've been to Australia, so hopefully we can make this happen and get out to see our fans in overseas.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got music from While She Sleeps and Iron Maiden up next.